what we did was, to be proactive with this program ending, we sent out about 138,000 mailers to the individuals that are currently receiving some form of benefits. And it, like I said, we're really being proactive. What the letters or the notices contained was what program they're currently on, what their current balance is, what their weekly amount of benefits are, and then how many weeks approximately that could those benefits would take them through, so that they could figure out if they would possibly exhaust before the deadline and then possibly get another level of benefits.
I guess this determines, as I recall, the last time we did a story with one of you folks over there, or I forget who we talked to, it all depends on when somebody files for the benefits to begin with, correct?
Well, correct, because that will then in turn dictate when they would exhaust and go on to the federal benefits, and there's four tiers of federal benefits. So really, somebody who is just starting out is not, with the deadlines coming up, is not going to be able to utilize all the tiers that are available to someone who started their claim earlier.
Okay, now you used a phrase that I'm glad we're talking, because I'm a little bit confused. You talk about the end of state benefits, and then you say they go on to federal benefits.
Right. What the benefits that are available right now are regular unemployment benefits. The regular state benefits, that's when you first file, you have regular state benefits. And then because of the economy, the federal legislation gave some extra benefits to those who had exhausted all their regular state benefits. There were four tiers of those federal extended benefits, and then there is another tier of state extended benefits. But the four tiers of federal and then the state extended benefits are all under the federal legislation that's going to begin phasing out.
Is this federal money that just passes through the state?
You mean just? I'm sorry.
I'm still trying to figure out who's paying for the state benefits, who's paying for the federal benefits, who's paying for state.
Well, the regular benefits are funded by the Missouri employers, that is what we've always had, was the regular benefits. These extended benefits, the federal and then the state extended benefits, are all funded by the federal government. But they're paid through the state unemployment programs.
Okay. What is the soonest any of these 138,000, 137,000 people will be running out of a benefit completely?
It depends on their balance, so it's hard to say. But if somebody is on the state extended benefits program, and that's the last level of benefits that are available under this federal legislation, those are going to phase out the earliest, and we cannot pay any of those benefits out, even if there's a balance on that state extended benefits claim, after the week ending December 4th. So that's as soon as the benefits are going to actually end, if they're on that set of benefits.
I can see where people might be a little bit confused. Certainly I am, but if they have questions, where's the nearest place for them to go?
If they have questions, on the www.labor.mo.gov website, they can click on News and Notices, and there's they give detailed information about the phase out of the federal benefits program. They can also, we'll keep that updated. They can also go to Facebook and Twitter. We've also released a podcast that gives some answers to the most frequently asked questions. And so that's the best place to go to get answers about the program in general. And then if they have specific questions about how it's going to affect them, and you're right, it is very confusing. It can be very confusing. They should call their claim center.
I was going to ask if there's a claim center close by just about everybody in the state.
Well, there is not walk-in centers. Those are called the centers that are around the state are under the Division of Workforce Development Career Centers. They help with the reemployment services. The claim centers, they're telephone centers. They do everything by basically by telephone. So they would have to call a claim center if they have a specific question regarding their unemployment claim.